Birmingham Sports.
Hello and welcome to the Verulam Sport Podcast. Every week, the team behind the award-winning Radio Verulam Sports Show will provide you with the most relevant news from the local and regional sporting scenes, whilst keeping you in the picture with national and international bulletins from the world of sport. There will be topical debates, regular interviews from local talent, and chats with those big-name guests that are a mainstay of Verulam Sport. As always, this is your show, every bit as much as it is ours. So, check out Verulam Sport across social media and get involved. For now, prepare yourself for this week's action-packed Verulam Sport Podcast. Hello and welcome to Verulam Sport Podcasting. And I've got to tell you, I've been so excited for this one. I really have been. I've been very lucky over the years. I've been able to interview World Cup winners, gold medalists, politicians of all kinds of forms. But never before today, royalty. But it's happening. And I am delighted now to introduce Tony Colburn, the head of comms from our mighty Saints and from aforementioned rock royalty, St. Albans' own Enter Shaqiri. It's their bassist, Chris Batten. Welcome both to Verulam Sports. How are you?
Very well. Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Excellent stuff.
I'm very well too, Tony.
Tony, that's what I'd like to hear. And this is exciting times. Going to explain why Enter Shaqiri are on this show in the form of their bassist, Chris. And I guess just going across to Tony first, though, they are the sponsors. They are the shirt sponsors. How amazing. It was great to talk to you, Tony, a few weeks back about the Hummel connection, that international brand. And now the Saints are emblazoned with an international rock phenomenon, Enter Shaqiri, on their shirts. How amazing. How on point with your vision. And how on earth did all this come together?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It is absolutely amazing. It's fantastic news. And we did tell you last time we spoke that we had something very exciting coming along. I have to say, I'm sorry to correct you, but it's actually Enter Shaqiri, not Shaqiri. Sorry to pick you up on that, but it's really important.
We can cut that bit out.
we're absolutely delighted. Yeah, I told you we had some exciting news coming up. I think we like to call it a partnership rather than a sponsorship deal. And the reason for saying that actually is pretty much part of the answer to your earlier question. In many respects, it's the sort of thing which came about really organically because of local connections, because of shared values, shared vision. But really, I suppose it's like a lot of things we've seen lately. The lockdown was kind of the catalyst that allowed us a period of introspection to sort of get things over the line. Although actually, you know, the first outing for the shirt, which was last Saturday's behind the closed doors pre-season friendly, sadly, did create a bit of a tight deadline for us, but we managed to get there. That's how it came about. I'm sure Chris will tell you a little bit more about the values that we share. It's just a local success story in every way you can imagine. So we're really, really delighted with it. And there's so much more to talk about as time goes on.
Loving the vision and loving the passion. And this is truly exciting. Chris, across to you, because obviously this is all about partnership and it's about shared values. I know, obviously, being a St. Albanite, obviously it must be pretty cool, really, to have the band there emblazoned all over the shirts. Just talk to us, drill into and explain some of those core shared values that this partnership is really going to bring to the fore.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, obviously for me on a personal level, this is something very cool and something just, above anything else, just really fun as well. Yeah. And it's just great to be involved in, because, you know, it is slightly unusual. Speaking from my personal point of view, you know, I grew up in St. Albans, as did the other guys. You know, I used to go to the Saints soccer school when I was, God, probably 6, 7. And I think just that, you know, the football club gives so much to its community and it means so much to its community. And, you know, we've always strived to be in a band that stood for something. And, you know, always the fundamental thing with our band that we've stood for has been for unity. and the community. So really the two, they just go hand in hand. And you know, like obviously on a slightly deeper level, I guess, you know, football and music, just two massively positive outlets for anyone, no matter what your background, no matter where you come from. You know, playing football is a great outlet for positivity, and music, you know, music, you can display all manner of emotions and really bare your soul, you know, through music. So it just makes sense.
And it's come together, and I just think it's a marriage made in heaven. Great points you've made there, Chris. You'd have thought, though, that given this connection between the power of positivity of football and, of course, music, that there'd be more of this. But I've done a little bit of research. I think there was an under-10s team up in Lincoln that managed to almost blag their way to a Motorheads emblazoned sponsorship. Everybody may be able to remember Fatboy Slim's Skint label were all over the Brighton team up until quite recently. And I think the Goldie Looking Chains boys showed some love and support to their local team. But it's pretty rare, if not unique. Do you think this will be trailblazing? Do you think other bands might be looking at a similar type operation now that you guys have sort of emblazoned your emblem all over the mighty Saints?
The short answer is I don't know. I would hope so. I mean, one thing I will say about St Albans is it has that, although, you know, it is now, it's a big city, it's got a big population, but it still, for me, has that kind of smaller town vibe. And especially, you know, when people who have, you know, grown up here, you know, you grow up here and you know the people around here, and especially the people who have stayed tight with, you know, and stayed in St Albans. So, you know, I guess it may be less likely for other places to have that kind of community in a bigger city. I don't know, but, you know, we could, you know, one person removed from Lawrence Levy, who's the, you know, the chairman over there. So I think that might be an unusual situation to be able to be that close. But equally, I would like to think that it is possible elsewhere.
At the end of the day, we're delighted that it is here. Go ahead, Tony.
Sorry, Tony. I think there is an example in the Libertines and Maidstone, actually. Again, I don't think they were necessarily coming from a place of shared values like we have. And yeah, that's probably what makes it fairly unique is the local commonality, really. You know, the guys in the band were all born and bred in the city and went to school in the city. And so, you know, they have a bit more of an insight into where there are some areas requiring some work. So we can benefit from each other from that point of view. You know, we've at the football club, we've stated before, you know, what our charitable aims are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I make no secret of the fact that that's really directed towards youth. But our resources have always been limited. You know, they are. Most of what we've been able to do so far has been through our community partners at Auburn City Youth Football Club. But now I think we've got a partnership which allows us to really work with an entity that has a global audience. And hopefully that'll open up some doors for us. But the idea is for whatever it is that we're able to achieve, and we're going to be working hard now to put in place a plan, whatever it is that we can achieve, the priority is going to be the youth of the St Albans district.
It just is two entities that do have these common shared values coming together. And that, I think, is going to be so, so important for everybody moving on in this new norm. Chris, just coming back to you, truly loving this project and what it represents and what it must mean for all the fans here in St Albans. But you guys there are internationally renowned. I mean, I think five albums to make the top five in the UK album charts. I'm really interested just to get your idea or your insight into the creative process in the world now and your understanding or your focus on albums versus downloads, as well as, of course, the live performances. How does that all marry in 2020 from your point of view in the band?
I mean, obviously, times have changed, so we say. I mean, when we were, I think we were lucky enough to just be starting to get, you know, starting to make a name for ourselves in that, in like the MySpace generation, mm-hmm. which was just when things were starting to turn more digital. So we have always had to think slightly differently. It would have been scary if we were 5 years before and we had a traditional record label and then everything changed, you know. But we came up through a digital kind of platform, gained a lot of our fan base through that, toured by ourselves. So really it was already changing as we were coming through, and it's just something that we've grown up with and learnt, that the music industry is forever changing. Mm-hmm. And you either get with it or, you know, you get left behind. So really, yeah, you know, not saying gone are the days of albums, because I don't think they are. I think we'll make some more. But there is the argument as to whether they are as important as they used to be, seeing as the way that, you know, that singles are now listened to. You have certain tracks that get on playlists through, you know, digital streaming platforms. Mm-hmm. And that becomes the real drive behind something, rather than, you know, like a whole record.
But ultimately, the live performance must be something unique. I'm sure you've got super passionate fans, but you've played some of the biggest stages all over the world, Glastonbury, Leeds, Reading, and again, obviously all over the world. And now there's going to be a big tour, April next year, should have been this year, I think. June next year, should have been April this, for your sixth album tour, Nothing Is True and Everything Is Possible. Love the title there. But just give me an idea of somebody who's never going to be able to be a rock and roll god, of what is that visceral live experience like?
It's addictive, completely. It's just the biggest rush you could ever imagine. I mean, and as well, it's the satisfaction as well, as like, you know, it's not, when we first started, it was, you know, we'd stick our cabs in the back of the car and we'd, you know, drive up the M1 to wherever we were going, and, you know, we get out and we play. Now, like, there's months and months of preparation going into it, which we're completely, you know, heavily involved in. You know, going back to the last tour we did, I think even our singer did all of the video programming, and all of the, you know, we run all of the lighting and synchronize it all from our, you know, from our playback units and things like that. So it's a heavily thought over experience that we're coming up with, and to, you know, to be on stage and to feel it be successful and to feel like the people's emotions coming, you know, jumping out at you, it's just the best thing.
Tell me about those early days, because the early stages of anything, whether it's sports, business, or in this context, music, always fascinates me, because I'm just curious, was there always a sense that, quote unquote, you would make it, or was it just kids having fun and let's enjoy the ride? What extent do you marry the vision and the hard work element with the fun, and to what extent do you put a degree of luck into these successes?
Well, I think there's definitely a degree of luck, but I don't think we ever aspired to anything massive. It was always just the next small thing, you know. But really, it was very much fun for us. We wanted it to go somewhere. Mm. And the thing I think that kept driving us was that wherever we went, people were engaged with it. They were either loved it or they hated it. And we were surprising people, and it was shocking. And I think as long as we felt that, we knew we had something worth continuing with. And, you know, and it was hard at times when, you know, you're playing to like three people in Coventry or something like that. And, you know, you've driven up. But equally, those three people are kind of standing there with their mouths wide open, wondering what they're watching. So, you know, it kind of gave you the fuel to go on.
I love the fact that they recognise the hard work element, because one of my favourite quotes from a sporting perspective is Gary Players, where he says, you know, it's funny, the harder I work, the luckier I get. And I think some people really kind of have a dream and then they give up when it gets a little bit tough or whatever it might be. The application and the discipline required there to kind of stick at it through the tough times is the key lesson there. And I guess that also applies from a sporting perspective. Just give me your understanding of that as it links sport and music.
Well, I think you said it right there. It is work hard, and you know, we always said that the best thing that we could have done was just played as many shows as possible. To be honest, it was great in the early days that no one came and watched us, because that's how we learned, that's how we got better. And you know, sport is the same. You practice, you play hard, you play harder, you then you care more, and it becomes a self-improvement thing, rather than, you know, something that you're just messing around with. You want to get better, you want to consistently be better than the person next to you.
Perfect.
Sorry, I've got to just jump in there very quickly, and I'm probably overstepping my area of expertise here, but one thing that Chris hasn't mentioned, because he's being very self-deprecating, is that these guys have really got talent. If you view the video which we used to launch our new kit, which I'm sure we're going to go on to talk about, that's hosted on their YouTube channel. And when you have a look there are some videos there. There are the lockdown live videos, the four guys in their own front rooms playing and singing, and you know, that's really stripped down stuff.
Yeah,
you know, that doesn't work if you haven't got talent. And I would encourage anybody listening to go and watch it. It's absolutely fantastic, really fresh, live, passionate stuff. And you know, you can't keep good talent down.
Brilliant message there. And again, coming back to this, the new kit, as you say, launched under sadly lockdown conditions the Friendly the other day, which was available on the Radio Verulam. We were going to continue to provide commentary throughout all the preseason and fingers crossed into the regular season. So make sure you continue to stick access. We'll give you access to the Saints. Tony, got to ask you. How did the team feel with the new Hummel kit, the Enter Shakiri band name, all there, emblazoned all over it? You know, they must have felt 6'7" going out onto the pitch in that great result as well. Talk to me about the players' love now of the kit.
Yeah, well, we involved the players, those that were available, because of course, you know, some of them are holding down, most of them are holding down jobs as well. But we involved them in the launch. In the video, they were all really pleased to be involved in that. I think we've got a handful of superstars in the making, some poster boys there, which we're really pleased with. But no, I mean, you know, in terms of how it affects the performance on the pitch, massively positive. They really did give us good feedback about it before the game and after. We were really, really pleased to see them run out wearing that. Little difficult. And by the way, sorry, thank you very much to you guys for commentating on the game. And I think that's going to be an ongoing arrangement for people who want to access. We're obviously, you know, heartbroken as anybody that these pre-season games have to be behind closed doors. But obviously, you know, we're following the rules. It could have been such a great showcase for the kit, for the partnership, and frankly for the team, for the new signings. But the vibe was surprisingly positive, actually, on Saturday. I mean, you know, it's always a bit eerie having relatively few people in the stadium to watch the game. And of course, you could hear the players talking to each other and that sort of thing. And there were some, we had some academy players as well. So, you know, we were rotating a squad of about 20 players, I think. In total, so you know, not obviously not exactly the new normal, but the first pre-season. But yeah, there was strangely a very good atmosphere. Partly, of course, to the music we were playing when we scored our goals, but also, yeah, I think because of the positivity that came from the kit launch. You know, I mean, Hummel is such a cool brand, and to have the band's name up there, you know, on the front of our shirts, it's got to be the coolest kit around right now. You can't help but feel positive when you run out wearing that.
And we'll surely endeavour to keep that positivity rolling throughout the campaign when it gets going for real. And of course, we will look to provide the commentary and keep you in the loop with all things for the Saints. Make sure you keep involved with Radio Verulam's website and follow the links to live commentary there. Coming back there to Chris, on terms of live commentary, don't want to put you on the spot here, but I'm going to. I know you guys are super, super busy, and I'm grateful for your time. do you think it might be possible that we could enlist you and maybe a few others of the bands for a bit of co-commentary along with the voice of the Saints, Graham Griffin, maybe one day in the near future, Chris?
Yeah, I'm up for it, for sure. I'd love to be involved.
Dust off the old John Motson style coat, and yeah, you'll be in good hands. Graham Griffin will keep you company. I look forward to that. We'll organise it down the road. Tony, you mentioned, of course, the great work in all these videos featuring some of the Saint stars and, you know, a whole heap of other people coming together. Where can we gain access to the video and learn more?
Well, the YouTube videos actually are hosted on Enter Shikari's site, but you can access it through our website, stalbancityfc.com. Twitter is stalbancityfc. Instagram, stalbancity_FC. We've got our own YouTube channel, in fact, our own LinkedIn page as well. So we've got the whole social media covered.
Perfect. And, you know, Chris, for me, it's just been awesome to enjoy your company. I truly love this fusion. I think it's tremendous. Mega tour, again, it's been postponed. Should have been in April, but we respect the global scenario. Coming out across June 2021. Where can we go for more information to cheer you on, become part of that visceral audience, getting the best out of your awesome performances? Where can we go for more information on your tour?
The main source of all of our information is just through our website, which is www.entershikari.com. That has links to everything. That has links to all the show tickets, all the tour dates, all the merchandise, all the social media side of things. So that's really the main hub. Everything that we do.
Perfect, love it. And Tony, coming back to you, your final kind of thoughts now that this is announced, it is official, the Saints and Enter Shikari are one, emblazoned on the shirts, coming out as they will through now and to the future. Just how exciting, and just your thoughts in closing, please.
Well, it couldn't be more exciting, could it? We've got the coolest rock band on the planet. We've got the coolest shirt manufacturer on the planet. We're really going to take these places. And it's all going to be for the good of the youth of St Albans and the district. And finally, actually, I have to say, I mean, it's very early days, and again, not my sphere of expertise, but the team were looking really, really good. On Saturday, I'm just about to dash off to our second behind closed doors pre-season friendly away at Stotfold. So we'll let you know how that develops.
Absolutely. I think the next live commentary that we're going to be able to provide is September 19th home fixture at Weedston. We'll keep everybody in the loop of that. Look, Tony, thank you for your time. As always, our best wishes to the Saints for that fixture and beyond. Chris Batten, international rock star, no less. Thank you for your time and your input and your wonderful role in this exciting partnership. Cheers again.